USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians around the globe are celebrating Christmas Day today, but it's also happening in space. Six astronauts living aboard the International Space Station are celebrating. Americans Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch have stockings, Santa hats, and even some special food for the day.
Well, Thanksgiving, we just had turkey, so for this holiday, we have special smoked salmon.
We had to come all the way to space to try to get away from fruitcake, but it didn't work. We got some anyway.
We have hot apple cider and hot cocoa.
Last night, Pope Francis celebrated Christmas with a message of love and a reminder that no one is perfect. As he delivered the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica, he told people, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A Christmas Eve tragedy in Florida. Police in Lakeland say three adults died in an apparent murder-suicide last night, but four children, all under the age of 10, were in the home at the time, and none of them were hurt. Police say they are safe and in good hands. Officers did not provide any details about a possible motive. President Trump says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping are going to be having a signing ceremony soon to endorse the first phase of a trade deal that was agreed to this month. Trump telling reporters yesterday the deal is done and is now being translated. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer saying earlier this month that representatives from the two nations will sign the Phase 1 agreement during the first week in January. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg says his campaign will stop using prison labor to make calls soliciting support. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
More than 90% of local retailers across America, including the nation's biggest, are closed today, along with 4 out of 5 restaurants. While Walmart is closed for Christmas, many Safeway and Albertsons supermarkets are opened on shortened hours. Drug chains Walgreens and CVS are going to be open, as are most Rite Aid stores. Convenience store giants like 7-Eleven and Circle K open, and for restaurants, Denny's is open 24 hours as usual, and most IHOPs are open as well. Dinner houses include Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Morton's Steakhouse, and Benihana. Open, though, online reservations are required at most of those places. Another airline on the globe is ditching the ladies and gentlemen greeting once you get aboard. Instead, the European-based EasyJet cabin crew is going to say, "Welcome everyone," to be more gender inclusive. The airline making the change 4 months after a complaint was filed by a transgender university lecturer, but the move is also sparking a backlash online, as some people call it a terrible decision and a ridiculous nonsense. Air Canada also opted for gender-neutral greetings a couple of months ago. And a fleet of 17 drones have been spotted recently hovering over eastern Colorado. Authorities there don't know where they've come from. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.